Walter, thank you so much for joining me today on CJWE to talk about the Gas City Entertainment Expo. First off, introduce yourself to our audience and let us know how you got involved with this.
My name is Walter Labelking. Been doing this since 2016 here in Medicine Hat. We started in the college, and then we moved to the Stampede as we kept growing. Before then, there was a small anime convention they had here. Some of the girls threw something on, and then it just never materialized after that. So I thought, you know, why couldn't I do something? Because I kind of liked it. I wanted to keep it going. But I turned it more into a Comic-Con than an anime convention. So I just kind of mixed the two. I do comics and anime together. Because I was doing this fresh on my own, I had to figure out everything and how to do everything right. There's a certain way to do things and talk to. Yes, it was quite the experience.
Well, we're glad that it's happening because these events are so popular, and this one is going to be happening from September 27th to the 28th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days, and both days are absolutely jam-packed with activities, with even Pokemon trading card game events. There's going to be experiences. There are going to be video game events. So it's pretty much saying, get ready to immerse yourself in the ultimate pop culture experience at this Comic-Con. I mean, you got to tell us everything that's going to be happening. Give us a quick overview of the couple of days you got going on.
Oh my goodness, we have so much going on. Saturday, we have the adult cosplay contest, which is a costume contest. Sunday, we're going to have the children's contest. And then during the 2 days, we have three or four different Pokemon events going on. So they're playing cards, and we're going to have the Pokemon Go and other contest, video game contest. And that's all being hosted by the Cardboard Casket, thanks to them. And then we have other events. We just have a bunch of stuff, paintings going on, some children's activities, you know, for more of them to get involved in different stuff. And I should be having two voice actor guests, and they're coming from Calgary. They do anime and different little spots. I'll have three cosplay professionals, and they come down. One is from Edmonton, and the other two are from here in town. And we have a lightsaber guy coming in, and he's going to have some lightsaber duels, so you can see what they do with a lightsaber.
Oh, my goodness. There's literally something for everybody when it comes to entertainment. So yeah, you got the epic cosplay. What are the exclusive panels going to bring?
They would be more of the voice actors. They're coming in. One's going to do two panels. One is going to do another one. And that's going to involve around voice acting or how to get into voice acting and what they have to go through as a voice actor. I also have a wrestler coming to town, Kamikaze. He'll be doing his own panel as well, talking about professional wrestling and different stuff like that.
That's great. And there's also going to be some meet and greets with people's favorite creators. So that's pretty fun. So it's going to be creative. There's going to be a lot of fandom and a lot of unforgettable memories. So you got to check it out there. So, you know, where can everybody find out more details and get all of the fun information?
We're running on Facebook. So all the information I pass through Facebook. And then there's also the Instagram. I get a lot of the kids and cosplayers go through Instagram. Vendors and all that go through Facebook. Yeah, they can get all the information there. We have everything, even a website.
Amazing. So, I should probably ask this as well, because people get excited about vendors, of course. What kind of vendors are you going to be getting?
I'm not 100% sure, because I have someone taking care of this. But I do know we have vendors that will sell all kinds of pulp culture things. I think we even have a Lego guy coming in. You can buy anime, just an assortment of vendors. It's crazy. We get vendors from Edmonton and Calgary that come here, as well as the Medicine Hatters.
Oh, great. Awesome. That's so perfect. Well, Walter, thank you so much for chatting with me today all about the Gas City Entertainment Expo. I know a lot of people are going to have so much fun over those couple of days. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
I think that's about it. I think we went through just about everything. I'm probably going to miss something later, of course.